So again, a new day, a new dawn, and we didn't start as well as we wanted to. Let's jump straight in. My name's Dupe and welcome to this episode of Dupe Scoop. First and foremost, I'd like to apologize for this being a day late. I just crashed. I'm not gonna lie. I just crashed. I'm exhausted. Through work, it's been a busy week at work. I've decided to take the whole weekend off of streaming, and we'll be back Monday. But let me talk you through. There's gonna be a pod today. There's also gonna be a pod on Monday morning too, and that'll be a Red Star pod on Monday because I've been playing a bit of Red Star offline today. So we come back into the save and we play San Jose Sharks. I said it again. They're Earthquakes. They're not Sharks. Sharks is the hockey team. I'm so used to watching the hockey team. Okay. So we played San Jose Earthquakes. We got off to a ropey start where they scored right on the stroke of halftime. And I don't know what it was. It just felt different. We weren't creating the chances that we were creating in the stream before. We just didn't look like we wanted to be there. We equalized with a Casper goal, 62nd minute. And then Carlos Ferreira scored. Namesake, right? Wonder Kid. It's not the same chap now. 27-year-old Mexican. I don't think it's the same chap. If it is, let me know. I don't think it is. Absolutely not. It's definitely not. And then Casper scored on the 82nd minute, but we looked so stale. It looked like they'd come away from the Montreal game and sat there and waited for 24 hours for me to pick them back up and send them out to play San Jose. It just didn't feel good. And it wasn't good because we then went and played New York City next. And Medina scored on the first minute for New York City. And I thought, oh, here we go. This is it. You know, this is just going to be the downfall. We've had the first five games absolutely flying. And now we're going to start crashing down. But we did actually equalize on the fourth minute with a Johan Caballero. And it was a very typical Philadelphia Union goal. Nicely worked and we managed to get the goal. But that was it. We didn't see anything else till the half time. Like nothing from us that looked inspiring at all. And I was getting a little bit concerned in chat. You know, obviously there's so much thing called the luck modifier. If you don't know what the luck modifier is, people say that if you're having a bad run of games, you close the game down, you open the game and you play from there. Like you don't replay those games, that's saving and reloading, but luck modifier is where you kind of come out of a game. Let's say we come out of the San Jose game after drawing 2-2, we would close the game down, we'd open the game back up again. It's the same place where we are at 2-2, and kind of the myth, the urban legend is that would reset any luck modifier that there was. But yeah, back-to-back goals, 53rd and 56th minute for New York City, and they actually went away 3-1 winners, and that was our first loss of the season this year. And I didn't want to go unbeaten all season. I mean, it is an achievement that we've got to hit, don't get me wrong, but it's far too soon for that. So we didn't really change anything, but we did kind of change a few players, and we brought a few players back that were injured. Blakey is now back, but he wasn't back for this game. But we played New England next. Eraser scored on the 5th. They scored on the 11th minute, and I was thinking, here we bloody go again. It just seems to be that it's not MLS after dark. It's MLS early bloody morning at the moment. First, they are so quick out the blocks against us. And then Eraser scored on the 45th minute, and it just pitted out. It just seemed to fall away, and we didn't seem to see anything in the second half, anything that was interesting, anything that made us look like we were going to score again, and we managed to scrape a 2-1 win. Dwayne Holmes, unfortunately, getting injured in that game, which means he was out for a couple of games. We then next went to the Windy City. No, actually, we didn't. I lied. The Windy City came to us. We played Chicago, and this was it. This was kind of the turning point for me in the game, in the stream. Casper got a hat-trick. Eraser got two. They got two goals very late on, 79th and 73rd minute, but we did come away 5-2 winners. And we looked good. We played our way that we play, and we looked like the Philadelphia Union that we have been building. Then we went to Real Salt Lake City. Eraser got a pen on the 51st minute, and again, squeaky, squeaky bum time. But Joel Sonora went and got a goal in the last kick of the game, 94th minute, to make it 2-0. We then went to Toronto. Toronto's a tough team. Did very well in the Shield last year, came fourth overall, second the season before that. So they are a very good side. Kasper scored in the sixth minute, and we were just going through the gears. And then Johan Caballero gets sent off for a second yellow in the 66th minute. And I'm thinking, right, here we go. This is where it starts to get a bit difficult. So basically what we did was we're playing the 4-4-2. We dropped the two midfielders back into DMs. I then just had a lone striker up top, playing as an advanced forward. We played a little bit more direct. We had that lone striker, Arezzo, just sat on the edge of the play, like that back line, as far high as possible. And anytime we got the ball, we'd ping it over the top and hopefully he would get on the end of it. But we did actually come away 1-0 winners. And there was actually a very good win coming back from Canada there. But it wasn't the greatest of performances. But again, we got the result. And at the end of the day, that's all we can ask for. And then the last game of the stream, we played Cincinnati. And this was hell of a game. I'm not going to lie, this was hell of a game. And I don't think, apart from the Chicago game, I don't think we really, really flexed our muscles. But Cincinnati went 1-0 up after 24th minute. Then Greg Garza got back into it in the 36th minute. And I'm thinking, okay, it's not too bad. We played up to half time. Blakey's back in goal, pulling up some good saves. Alves wasn't performing. Gonzalez wasn't performing. It was just a little bit kind of, it just didn't feel right. Alan Cruz scored for Cincinnati on the 57th minute, and we plugged and we pushed and we pushed and we pushed and we changed systems. I think we kind of went for very much more attacking, pushing as high as we can, trying to kind of really take it to them, and we just couldn't score. Shot after shot, attempt after attempt, we just could not break Cincinnati down. I think we overall finished on 21 shots. 11 of them was on target. Our XG was double what, about 2.5 times what theirs was. 13 corners. And then in the 86th minute, Arezzo, that boy again, Arezzo, manages to get onto the end of a well-worked little bit of play, kind of, and a lovely ball over from Holmes, and Arezzo puts it in. And I'm thinking, 85th minute, here we go. So after Dwayne Holmes manages to assist a goal from the throw-in in the 91st minute, it finds its way to Holmes on the edge, just on inside the box, and a little Di Canio-esque scissor kick to make it 3-2, and Philadelphia runaway winners, or 3-2 winners away from Cincinnati. So that's kind of the fixtures that took place this stream. Like I said, on Monday we will be back against Atlanta. First game back, Atlanta. We play Columbus Crew. So we got second and we got third in the division. Then we go to Charlotte, Seattle, DC United and FC Dallas. So we've got some big games coming up. We've got the US Open Cup fourth round coming up soon, and a doubleheader against Red Bull, New York Red Bulls as well. And then we go back around again and we've got to play Orlando into Miami, and the games start stacking up. Squad registration, we are absolutely full. We can't bring any more players in. We are at our maximum squad depth for 30 players, and we're about $2,000 a week under our salary cap at the moment. So we're doing good salary cap wise. We've got to be chuffed with that, to be honest. We're doing good. We're doing very well. The rules are kind of feeling better, and we walk away top of the Eastern Conference, and we are two points behind Minnesota, who are top of the Shield. We are looking strong. We're looking good. Atlanta are right on our tails. I think it could be a little run for the line between us, Atlanta, and Columbus. However, we can never write off New York City. We can never write off Orlando City. Orlando have started poorly. That's the pod today. Like I said, tomorrow's pod will be a Red Star save update, but tonight we're just going to drop. Today we're going to drop this one, and deeply, deeply apologise for missing yesterday's. Enjoy your day, enjoy your Sunday. The sport, there's lots of live sport on today. The Formula One, the boxing early morning that's just happened, and all the football. So yeah, enjoy. Peace out. Have a lovely day, and we'll speak very, very soon. Goodbye.